You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Day of the week it was. Sorry about that. How could you do that? How could you not know? I don't know. Tomorrow's my birthday, too. I should know that. Friday, the 7th of December. That's right. So, today, I complete the 365th day of my 60th year on the planet. Yep, pretty far about that. Not so much. You just look at you look at the numbers, it gets bigger, and you're like, are you kidding me? If 50 wasn't bad enough, 60? Really? We're going to go there? I guess, man. Count your blessings, right? Count your blessings. So, very good Thursday morning to you. Mike McNamara for a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio. Here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Kind of a busy show today. In that a friend of mine from teaching in Quantico, and Jeff Kenny, Colonel, United States Marine Corps, retired, still working for Booz Allen and doing stuff for the Marine Corps, and so he's coming on. He's he became an advisor in Iraq and then Afghanistan. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about advising. We're going to talk about Afghanistan. We'll talk about his career. And so, so we'll do all that today. Then you'll hear from, Tim McGarry. We'll hear the McGarry Mortgage Minute this morning at 7:30. So we'll do that. What else are we doing? And then the Gunner will join us. So pretty full program this morning. So I'm going to kind of change things up a little bit. We'll open the program. There's a bunch of news to talk about. Good morning to you. United States Marine Corps Band makes the 6th day of December 2018 official. Hi. We'll be right back. And as we've done all week, this is devoted to the 41st President of the United States, A Life Well Lived. And the segment I put up yesterday, I think, is, how do I say it? To me, one of the most impressive things about the president, about President Bush, and that was, he was the son of a rich guy. He did not have to do what he did at the age of 18. He could have sat the war out. When I say sat it out, I mean he could have enlisted, and he could have got a job doing something with his father's influence that would have been very, very safe. But he chose not to do that. And at the age of 18, he made a decision that would affect the rest of his life. So, you know, I don't know too much about his mother and his father, but they certainly influenced him in the right direction, at least as far as our perspective. Not selfless service, and if other guys were going to go fight, then he should do his part too. And so, at the age of 18, not everybody makes that decision. And so, I'll keep this positive. Not everybody makes that decision. So, this version of the Eternal Father, the Navy hymn, is dedicated to him. The 21. I'll tell you what. I love Wherever He's Gone, and the fact that 21 gun salutes follow him, as well they should. But every time he lands, every time he's taken off, every time he arrives, I think that the military honors that have been rolled out for him are absolutely appropriate, and I love seeing that stuff. So I watched all of it yesterday. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But this is dedicated to him.
Thank you.
dedicated to him. This rousing version of the Marines hymn, the one I play every day, is something that would have put a smile on his face. The youthful enthusiasm. This is dedicated to him today as well.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Sunny and 39 in Quantico, Virginia. sunny and 40 at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Cloudy and 52 in Granbury, Texas. Clouds and 43 in 29 Palms. It's raining and 53 at Camp Pendleton. Cloudy, dark, and 71 in Okinawa. It is dark, cloudy, and 59 degrees in Ramadi in the Al-Anbar province of Iraq. It is clear and 54 in the Helmand province of Afghanistan. It's cloudy, 57 degrees in Costa Mesa, California, Newport Beach area. Looking for heavy thunderstorms today and 100% chance of rain. That will continue into tonight. What? Thunderstorms? What are we, in Kansas City or something? I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway, tomorrow, sunny and 69 degrees. Yeah, the day of my birth. Write it down. Okay? December 7th, 1957. Saturday, 69 degrees and sunny sky. That is a look at your weather. We won't take a break. Right? We're going to check some news headlines. First of all, C-130 and an F-18 literally went bumping in the night last night, or the night before, obviously local time in Japan. And the latest news report from Reuters says a second crewman has been recovered. Did not give any more details than that. There was the initial reports were there was two in the F-18 and there were five in the C-130 that was doing the refueling. And stand by. And talking to F-18 pilots last night, I could not remember hearing I could not recall an incident like this. You know, most of the aviation mishaps that you have, you know, they will have you know, there'll be some historical precedence for it, right? And again, I'm not an aviator. Maybe it happened. I didn't notice. So I called F-18 guys I know, and I said, hey, do you recall this ever happening? And the answer to that was, the answer to that is no. The answer to that is no. So... not really sure even what to say about the accident, other than keep our fingers crossed that that some way, shape, or form somebody else has recovered alive. So again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people, obviously, that are waiting for word for their loved ones. But yeah, just again, another C-130 event that leaves you scratching your head because they don't go down. On the heels of that yesterday, the article is published in Military Times. And by Jeff Zulowitz, who you've heard on this program, and somebody by the name of Valerie Encina. And the investigation evidently published about the C-130 crash in Mississippi in 2017. To make a long story short, the cause of the aircraft was caused by a deteriorating propeller blade that was corroded when it entered an Air Force maintenance depot in 2011. Workers there failed to fix it and sent it back to the fleet unrepaired. The neglect allowed a routine corrosion problem to metastasize into a crack that went undetected for years until a mundane cross-country transport mission ended in flames. On July 10, 2017, the worn-down blade finally failed and came loose from the propeller 20,000 feet above Mississippi farmland. As the Marine Corps reserve plane was en route to California under the call sign Yankee 72, the blade shot into the side of the aircraft, one of the last C-130 Tangos still flying, a model set to be retired in a few years. The blade's impact set off a cataclysm that killed everyone on board and left the aircraft in three pieces, creating obviously heartache for the families. So that in the news as well. The other story, you don't read about C-130s very often. And there's some that are preventable and some that are not. This one certainly was preventable and the families have to live with it. So again, brutal stuff. One other before we bring Tim McGarry on, talk about the McGarry Mortgage Minute today. I'm a huge fan when our military rolls out its pageantry. I have been that way since I was a kid. So yesterday, I watched the entire funeral, from the National Cathedral. And I find that stuff inspiring. I thought the president's plan for his own funeral was awesome. The way the eulogies were all done were incredible. I did not know this. I'm embarrassed to say it a little bit, but James Baker, who you saw if you watched the funeral, one of the most emotional moments in it, at least I thought, was when President Bush, the elders, Episcopalian minister, was eulogizing him. He talked about James Baker. Now, James Baker, former Marine officer, did not know that. Served between 50 to 54 on active duty. I want to say he was an artillery guy. And then he served 4 years in the reserve and then was done. Anyway, James Baker, former chief of staff to President Reagan, Secretary of State under President Bush, and a lifelong friend. And James Baker, smart, together guy. You didn't see him making too many mistakes. But anyway, the pastor talked about James Baker sitting at the foot of President Bush's bed in his final days, on the final day of his life, and rubbing his feet. And you saw James Baker get very emotional as the pastor talked about it, as he sat in his seat. You know, and it's, I thought it was exceedingly well done. And a great tribute to the 41st President of the United States. Today, in about 35 minutes, I think it's 11 o'clock Eastern time. So in the next hour or so, the service will commence in Houston at his church for President Bush. His body will then be taken to Spring Hill, Texas, I think, and put on a special train. Dubbed number 4141, painted in presidential colors, and his body will be taken to College Station, where his library is. I guess it's about 90 miles northwest of Houston, and then the fam, I believe the family, will interior his body along, with his, wife. The, I don't know how you, what the appropriate word to describe Barbara Bush was. The forest behind the bush, whole event was Barbara Bush. And their daughter Robin. So, and that will conclude a week of the nation mourning the loss of, the 41st president. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll get Tim McGarry in here. Jeff Kenney's going to join us. We're going to talk about advising. We're going to get his thoughts on Afghanistan and what victory looks like there. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on a Thursday edition right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to my dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
7:31 on a Thursday, the day before my birthday. Joining me is Tim McGarry. What are you getting me for my birthday there, killer?
Hey, how you doing? Happy birthday. I didn't get you anything.
What? What is that? Now you're going to tell me because you didn't know you didn't get me anything.
I mean, I didn't know, but I still don't think I would have got you something.
Whoa. All right. This is going to be short. All right, Tim. First of all, Merry Christmas. What do you want for Christmas?
Thank you. Yeah, you too. For Christmas? Oof, I mean.
What do you get for the guy who has everything?
You get him some.
Nothing.
You get him a pass to All Marine Radio. I don't know.
There you go. You get him nothing. You make sure he has fun. You make sure he has fun. Well, that's good. If there's nothing you want that much, then that means life's not bad. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, let's talk about mortgage insurance today. And first of all, explain what's the function of so we'll do some explaining first, and then I've got a question for you. So what's the function of mortgage insurance?
Mortgage insurance is there for when you don't put 20% down. And so
Okay, so if I mean 20% down, good God, I mean think about that. 20% down on a home, unless you just cashed out on a pretty and made pretty good money on a home in a place like Southern California where it's not unheard of for homes to run easily between $700,000 and so you're gonna put $140,000 down. Hello. Exactly. So that's a requirement of all loans if you don't put down 20%.
So with VA, no. I mean, VA doesn't have. It's a different fee. So you don't have mortgage insurance, and you don't have to put 20% down. You get 100% financing with VA, and so you're okay with that, and the fee is rolled into the loan.
Got it.
And if it's FHA, you know, it doesn't matter if you can put 20% down, you have mortgage insurance, and you have this upfront mortgage insurance that you have to deal with FHA. But when you get conventional, and a lot of times you want to go conventional because there's a lot of benefits with it, if you don't put 20 down, then you have to have mortgage insurance.
Got it.
And so, and the reason is because Fannie and Freddie and the government, like the entities that are buying the loans and making them, if you don't put 20% down, they're trying to save themselves. So they're thinking maybe you might have a foreclosure or something might happen. So they're saying, okay, well, if you pay $150 a month, that's our insurance for if something happens. And there's ways out of it. So that's what's good.
All right. So mortgage insurance, is it a percentage of the gross amount borrowed? How is the fee actually figured out?
So we've talked about credit on this show before, and I think we mentioned this a little bit, but your credit is really big with how much mortgage insurance is. So if you don't put 20% down, and let's just say you put only 3% down on a conventional loan, you can have a small fee because you have such good credit.
Right.
And I'm not going to, don't quote me on the exact, but I mean, let's just say, for example, it could be like 150 or it could be 100, but if you have, it's based off of credit, it's based off of, debt to income, the loan amount. There's a lot of things, but the biggest factor is credit.
Okay. So if you have your financial house in order, you could see a relatively low charge for mortgage insurance.
Yes, and you can see a low charge to pay it off.
Got it. All right. So, how does one pay it off? So, if it applies when I take out the loan, what are the circumstances under which I could not have it be a requirement anymore?
So, there's a lot of programs. There's a lot of programs out there that if you put 5% down, they're going to say there's no mortgage insurance, or maybe 10, and depending on the loan amount. But just to make it simple,
Okay, so let me get the state. It's not a it's not a legal requirement, or it's not like a federal requirement that this happens. This is this is something that lenders do to protect themselves. Yes.
Not so much the lenders. I mean, if it was up to me, I would say no mortgage insurance. I hate it. But yeah, it's to protect the protect them from anything that happens to the loan.
Got it. And so those percentages can vary in terms of what lender X will charge me for PMI as opposed to what lender Y will charge me. It can vary between companies.
It varies between mortgage insurance companies, so Radian and places like that.
Got it.
It varies there, but everyone has a standard. If you don't put 20% down on a conventional, you're going to have mortgage insurance, and there's different programs. But based off of what your credit is, debt to income, the loan amount, that's when it changes.
Got it.
And with different programs of the loan. But the biggest thing is being able to pay it off. And so if they say we need – a lot of people don't want to put 20% down, kind of like you said, $700,000 home. that's a lot to put down. So instead of doing that and you want to save your money, you might be moving in 3 years, so you don't want to put 20% down because you're not saving much per month. But that mortgage insurance is really high, so what you want to do is if you have good credit or if you have the means or if you're able to, you can pay that off. So you don't want to put 20% down, but you tell the entity, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and them, hey, I'm not going to put 20% down, but if the Radian gives you that number, and you're like, I can put $7,500 down to pay off mortgage insurance, so I don't have a $200 a month mortgage insurance. So you can pay it off all up front.
Wow. That's interesting. So you really, when you pay it off, you're really lump summing the mortgage insurance. Yes?
Yeah, yes. Okay. And it really depends on what you're looking at for your future. And so if you're going to live in that house for more than 5 years, it's generally a really good idea to do it. I think, but you have to look down, sit down with your lender, sit down with, whoever you're getting the loan with, and just look at the numbers. If you have a $100 payment per month in mortgage insurance and it costs $10,000 and you're going to either refinance it in 3 years or sell the home, then it's not worth,
right.
It's not worth paying it off. But if it's a $300 or $400 mortgage insurance and it's $7,000 to pay off, then the math works out and it's smart to do. So,
okay, you gotta sit down with your accountant or with your wife or whoever is the smartest person you know, and really, like a lot of investing, it's a complex mathematical parenthetical problem. We've got this, we're gonna add or subtract this, we've got this over this number of years, and then you get a number. So if you sit down with people that are good at that kind of stuff, they can make you pretty smart about it. That helps. Mortgage insurance. Anything else that I haven't been smart enough to ask you about mortgage insurance?
No. Just the biggest thing is making sure that you know where you want to go and have a set plan so that, and when you do sit down and talk about mortgage insurance, you can make sure it's the right thing to try to pay off or keep. So. That's about it.
All right. The plan. Always the plan.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have anything that you want for Christmas. That's interesting.
I mean, there's a lot I want for Christmas, but I don't want to make the show run too long.
You don't really. All right. Give me here's a sports question for you, because I know you're a football guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna win the college football playoff?
Ooh. I'm biased because I don't like Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
But they're probably going to win it. if I'm going to be quoted on something. But Clemson's got a great defense, and Tua Lua, their quarterback for Alabama, got hurt. So I'm thinking Clemson's a good run. I'm not a big fan of Oklahoma. I think Ohio State should have made it.
But I do
love the quarterback at Oklahoma. He's pretty special. So
yeah, he's a baseball player too.
He's good.
Wood got drafted in the first round by the Oakland A's and says he wanted to play 1 year of quarterback, but he's lit it up.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch. He's real good.
Yeah, I watched him for the first time last week, and I was blown away. I was like, whoa, that kid lights it up. I mean, he can play the position, but not the biggest guy in the world. So in that sport at that size, given the size and the speed of the guy who's chasing you, baseball probably a better career move, more lucrative financially, and the longevity might be a little bit better. But anyway, all right. So what should we write down? Clemson.
Yeah, let's go Clemson. Let's write down Clemson.
All right. We'll write down you're an Alabama hater.
I am.
And Clemson. All right, yep. Tim. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. And if you guys need it or have any questions, please make sure you can reach out to me at any time. Call me at 858-692-5539. And you can reach me at my email at tmcgarry@guild.net. And remember, my name's McGarry, and I'm here to help.
His name's McGarry. He doesn't want anything for Christmas, so you know that means he's a good dude, and he's here to help. Tim, have a great week, man. Thanks for the visit.
You too. Thank you.
There you have it. Tim McGarry. The McGarry Mortgage Minute. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back to news headlines. More Ball Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Hi, this is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, set off with bottles of holly. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
We continue here on a Thursday, the day before my birthday, in case you haven't written that down. Here's an email. Mac, I had the same reaction when I heard the news yesterday of the midair between the F-18 and the C-130. I'd never heard that. I tried to think of it to myself over the years. Certainly this must have happened. I worked with a lot of aviators, and I reached out to one of them like you did, and he couldn't recall one either. why are these things happening? Pretty disturbing. Was it something that happened to the aircraft in the air? Question mark. Could it have been a pilot error because of lack of flying hours? Question mark. I guess we'll have to wait. I obviously, like everybody else, you know, you saw that news and you know, what do you say? Other than, you know, what the hell? So, again, I and then in the latest news coming out of Japan, where Japanese self-defense forces are are assisting Marine assets and American DOD assets. This is as of 17 minutes ago. Search and rescue operations are underway off the Japanese coast after Marine Corps KC-130 and five crew members in an F-18 fighter jet with two crew members collided midair roughly 55 nautical miles south-southwest of Cape Mutoro in the Kochi Prefecture. Earlier today, the military announced that one Marine had been rescued and was being evaluated by medical personnel at Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni, Japan, where the service members were based. Japanese officials later said the Marine was one of the F-18 crew members. Later, Lieutenant General Jerry Martinez, commander of U.S. Forces Japan, told Military Times that a second person had been recovered from the crash and was transported by helicopter back to Japan and is under evaluation. In a statement late Thursday local time, Okinawa-based 3MEF said the second recovered Marine had been declared deceased by competent medical personnel. Neither Martinez nor 3MEF would say which aircraft the deceased Marine was supporting at the time of the crash. The statement from 3MEF says, the search and rescue operations continue for the remaining five U.S. Marines who are aboard the KC-130 Hercules and the F-A-18 Hornet involved in a mishap about 200 miles off the coast of Japan around 2 a.m. on 6 December. Debris from the crash has also been discovered. Three Japanese ships are on scene, as are U.S. Marine Special Operations MC-130s, several Japanese UH-60 equivalents, and other Japanese search and rescue aircraft. We are in the middle of a massive rescue operation, General Martinez said. At a news conference, officials from the Japanese Ministry of Defense said the three ships are the submarine rescue ship JS Kuyoda, two destroyers used as training ships, the JS Tsutaya and the JS Yakayuki. So, anyway, I keep our thoughts and prayers. It's still labeled a search and rescue mission, which is a good thing. So, keep our fingers crossed on that. But that is the latest. That is the latest from that. The elsewhere, other stories. President Trump will attend the Army-Navy game, which takes on, I think, even more significance at the end. I'm sure there will be some tribute to President Bush at the game. So President Trump will be at that game. And also, as the nation bids goodbye to President Bush with high praise, cannons, and humor, President George Walker Bush, George W. Bush, the younger, eulogized his dad as the brightest of 1,000 points of light. Today, something I don't know that I've ever seen, but 21 aircraft will fly in, and then they'll execute the missing man formation as President Bush is laid to rest today. I'm not sure if that's going to take place over Texas A&M University in College Station in Texas or in Houston, but yeah, I've seen several articles written about that. Another article that's again, I would think you'd have to be tone deaf for this not to be taking place, but it's the first I've seen of it. The Pentagon is reviewing the special operations community after a series of high profile scandals. The article goes on. Let's see who wrote it. Megan Myers. But some of the stories that you've read have been absolutely astounding in terms of how far out of bounds they are. Now, after U.S. Special Operations has been entrenched in the global war on terror for going on 2 decades, Congress is calling on the Defense Department to review the entire organization from its operational load to notably the state of its professionalism and ethics programs. The most recent National Defense Authorization Act points to growing congressional concern with misconduct, ethics, and professionalism, according to Congressional Research Service report published in late October. An Army official told the Army Times that review is ongoing right now. Senior leaders within the Army have also taken notice, pushing out guidance ahead of the DOD's official report back to Congress. On November 20th, in a memo to the Force Special Operations Command boss, Lieutenant General Francis Boudet called on his troops to take a hard look at themselves. Quote, "In recent incidents in our formation have called our ethics and professionalism into question and threatened to undermine the trust bestowed on us by the American people and our senior leadership," he wrote. "If we fail to meet the high standards expected of us, we fail in our duty to the nation." And the stories, I mean, have been amazing. In 2018, Army Special Forces soldiers have been charged with attempting to smuggle cocaine back from Colombia, the murder of an estranged wife, the sexual assault of a family friend, the rape of 2 young women. 3 of the forces came out of the 7th Special Forces Group in Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. Right? We've talked about the incidents involving United States Navy SEALs here, and they're beyond the pale. And so it'll be interesting to see what, and you know, you've heard Mike and I say that if the problem with our special forces is lack of supervision, right? We want to believe that everybody's special, right? Wrong. What happens when you give people too much discretion without supervision? Bad things begin to happen. What happens when you do it year after year after year? And as Mike and I said, when you see units that are doing bad things, if you begin to pull the string on that, I will tell you this, that's not the first time they've done it or it's been done. They've done it before, and they learned it from somebody. So where did they learn that? So it's the story's pretty disturbing. But I think those of us who've seen it, and you see those stories on a relatively consistent basis, and they need help, honestly. It's the cool patrol, right? All the cool guys want to be special operators. Okay, well, you got to live up to it. And I'll tell you what, they shroud their stuff in a veil of secrecy, and if you start flipping rocks in that community, it's going to be a sobering look for the Department of Defense. And I believe they know that. They know that. They've tried to head this off by allowing you know, Naval Special Warfare Group to kind of police their own doesn't look like it's worked well. And I'm sure they've done the same thing with Delta Force. They've done the same thing with the Rangers. And so we'll see. We'll see. But again, I think anybody who's watched this has seen, you know, they have incredible latitude and also a veil of secrecy that surrounds them. So a lot of times the less mature people will take advantage of that and begin to do stupid things. And if that's not checked, then they continue and they spread. And I think that's what the special operations community is dealing with after not enough supervision for years. The top five stories in Early Bird before Jeff Kenny comes on. Number one, investigation blames Air Force and Navy for systemic failures in fatal Marine Corps C-130 crash that killed 16. Number two, five missing, two found after F-18 fighter and refueling tanker crash off the coast of Japan. Number three, we talked about that. Three, trial. At each Iraq bomb blast site, a trail of evidence leads to Iran. Number four, the Pentagon is reviewing special operations community after a series of high-profile scandals. We talked about that. Talked about the Iraq thing, trying to sue Iran for that. I'd be curious where that's going to go. Number five, Stratcom chief defense updating nuclear arsenal to strike fear in potential enemies. So, I saw this, and there's an article about it. If you're an Apple person, right, Apple offers new discounts to troops and veterans. How about that? Just in time for the holidays, Apple has opened an online store for currently serving military members and veterans, offering a 10% discount on certain products. It's the latest in a growing number of discounts offered by a variety of companies to include wireless carriers, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, and T-Mobile, who announced the revised military discount programs earlier this year. Here's one example. If you're considering biting at this, the iPhone XR was listed as $749 on the Apple main website. In the veterans store, it's listed as $647. So, if you're an Apple person, they're trying to save you money. So, just in time for the holidays. All right. Let me check one more story. The whole sky penis thing, right? Two Marine aviators involved in a sky penis drawing over the skies of California in October have been disciplined, but will be allowed to continue flying, according to Marine officials. Details of the punishment were not available due to administrative nature of the discipline. In October, Marine pilots with Marine Fighter Attack Training Squadron 101, 3rd Marine Air Wing, based out of Miramar, flew a pattern in their T-34C that resembled a penis. The flight pattern was picked up by radar and shared by the Twitter account Aircraft Spots. The pilots were temporarily grounded pending an investigation. Somebody who's been on All Marine Radio is a spokesman. Two Marine aviators were administratively disciplined following the completion of an investigation into the facts and circumstances surrounding the October 23 irregular flight pattern that resulted in an obscene image, Major Joseph Patterson. You recall Joe Patterson was a captain with 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines during their Sangin operations. He came on and we did a battle study with him. He's now a public affairs officer. What? Exactly. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back on this Thursday, the day before my birthday, Jeff Kenny's going to join us. Jeff, an advisor in both Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll get his thoughts. We'll talk about his career, and then we'll talk about we'll get his thoughts on the state of Afghanistan and where he thinks it's going. So, don't touch that dial. He's an interesting guy. He's got He's got this, like, crazy... He's got this crazy memory, okay? And he's been blown up. So, in spite of being blown up, he's got this, like, Rain Man memory. Yeah, it scares the shit out of you. You'll be talking about something, and, yeah, and he'll say something. Yeah, I want to say on page 274, the third paragraph, in that book, Mac, you know what I'm talking about? Like, no. Yeah, he does shit like that. Anyway, more of Almarine Radio. Colonel Jeff Kenny, United States Marine Corps retired, joins us next here on a Thursday. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on Almarine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on Almarine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at AllMarineRadio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.